Before I get to that, let me say a word about Judith Thompson. She's been a leading playwright in this country for 30 years, writing about the marginalized, the forgotten, or ignored of society. And her first play, The Crack Walker, had its premiere 30 years ago at this very theater, the backspace of Theater Pass Mirai. So her production of such creatures is, in a way, a sweet homecoming. The play is composed of separate yet interwoven monologues of two women. Blandy is a tough, street-smart 15-year-old, and Sorrel, or Sorrel, is a 50-year-old survivor of Auschwitz. 50-something survivor of Auschwitz. Blandy riffs on her mentally ill mother, that she's in a special ed class, but she's not stupid. This is Blandy talking. That she is the leader of a gang of equally tough girls, and she riffs on Shakespeare. She's been asked to be one of three students to play Hamlet in a class production, and miraculously, she finds an affinity with the brooding dame. Brandy is brooding herself. A rival gang has threatened to kill her because they think she squealed on someone.
So some drama in her life.
Let me tell you.
And the other character, Sorrel, the 50-something survivor of Auschwitz, mm-hmm. How does she fit into the play?
Sorrel is remembering the days of horror when she, too, was 15, and she and her sister were struggling to survive in Auschwitz. She and her sister were part of a group of inmates that plotted and succeeded in blowing up a crematorium. Sorrel tells us that her sister was tortured before she died, but never betrayed her colleagues. And now Sorrel lives with the memories. Shakespeare also factors in her life as well. When she was younger, she played Miranda in The Tempest. And Miranda is the character who marveled at the wonder and beauty of mankind. So there's lots of irony in such creatures. The title of the play also comes from The Tempest. So while the play is full of seemingly improbable situations, Judith Thompson's beautiful writing and the creators of the production, they make it work.
How does she manage to do that?
First of all, Judith Thompson's dialogue is exquisite and true for both women. She nails the street jive and sass of Blandy. It's full of dazzling, gritty imagery. It's almost like a stream of consciousness, full of vigor, humor, edge, and even sweetness. You know, I cannot quote any of the lines because the poor woman swears all the time, but trust me, it's fantastic dialogue. And I also absolutely believe that this disadvantaged kid would balk at learning Shakespeare, but revel in how the character's experience related to her own. With Sorrel, the dialogue is thoughtful, tempered, eloquent, and just as harrowing. Her imagery is also compelling. She speaks of something spreading, quote, like mushrooms through a garden. You know, you get that image, you know exactly what she's talking about.
Mushrooms popping up on the lawn.
Exactly. Both women are facing death in their own way, and I'm not completely convinced that a young girl in a concentration camp facing death is the same as a modern girl in Toronto facing death from a rival gang of bullies. But I appreciate Thompson's argument. Brian Quirt's direction is as fluid and gripping as the dialogue is. Initially, both women are in separate spaces. Blandy is on stage telling her story. Sorrel begins hers sitting in the audience. And as the play progresses, their movements bring them closer and closer until they are almost side by side. And the performances, I found, were nothing short of stunning.
Interesting what you said about the two girls' experiences, whether you can compare a concentration camp experience to gangs. But, you know, teen angst is teen angst,
that's
perhaps,
true.
No matter what generation.
And if you're being threatened with death, it's pretty serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, you talked about the performances.
Yeah.
Tell us about those.
Okay. As Blandy, we've got Michaela Washburn. She has shafts of blazing red streaked through her black hair. It's like looking at fire going through her head. It's fantastic. She shifts and twitches like a hyperactive kid. She's both formidable and fragile. And Washburn's facility with the language, the jive of it, is a thing of beauty. As Sorrel, Maria Vakratzis is elegant, almost regal, quiet, and when the time comes, hard, driven, and brutal. Both actresses give towering performances. As I said, I'm not totally convinced that the experiences of both women are equitable, but as always, Judith Thompson shines light on two women and their lives that we might not have considered. She burst onto the scene 30 years ago with all guns blazing, and she's still firing on all cylinders.
Sounds terrific. Thanks, Lynn.
I had a great time. Thank you.